Last time we left off, starting off Siman Tzadi Beis, we started off, we read the Mechaber in Tzadi Beis Aleph, talking out the machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi, when someone has to go to the bathroom when he's going to daven, if you could wait, if you could hold it in for 72 minutes, is it mutter l'chatchilo to daven, or it's only that your tefillah is not going to be a toeva, and if you daven, it's a good davening, but l'chatchilo, even if you could hold it in for 72 minutes, you're not allowed to daven. That was the psak of the Mechaber over here, based on the Rambam psak, that l'chatchilo does not daven. That's what he said, we'll read it again over here inside. It's Tzarech l'nekov, al yispelo. Okay, someone has to go to the bathroom, you're not Davin. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Now, Sifkat and Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Dichtovi, Koni, Krasa, Lokach, Yisrael. Uksiv, Shmor, Raglecha, Kasher, Teilecha, Beis, Elokim. V'amru, Chazal. Amar, Kadosh, Baruch, Shmor, Nekavecha. You should watch over your Nekavim. You're going to the bathroom. When you're going to daven in front of me, you have to be careful. You don't have to go to the bathroom. That's the pasuk where some echlis did not, that one is not allowed to daven when he has to go to the bath. Now the Mechaber explains. Vahani minishen yochol lahamid atzmo. Sorry, says Vimi. He'd palo tefillah so toeva. If he does daven like this, his tefillah is an abomination. But tzarech lasser lipal, he has to go back and daven again. Okay, when does he have to go back and daven again? So the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down 2 days over here, Sifkat and Beis, where they're only talking about someone has to go to the bathroom gedolim, or even by ketanim. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Beis, Yeshomim, this does not mean adults and children. Gedolim means you have to go to the bathroom, number one. And ketanim is number two, and ketanim is going to the bathroom, number two, Meira Gleim and so. Some say dafka for gedolim only has to go to the bathroom. He has to make to the bathroom. So aval ketanim, but for meira glaim pidiyevet ain't tzarich lasser lipalo. According to the first opinion over here, he does not have to pidiyevet daven. He just has to go to the bathroom. He just has to urinate. But yesh chokim, and some say no. Some say that even if he has to urinate and he can hold it in for 72 minutes, see, then he's going to have to go back and daven again. His tefillah is an abomination, and he would have to daven again. Now, says the Mechaber over here, Vahani Milei, that's all talking about that he has to go back and daven again. Jenny Yachol Amin Atzlo Shir Hiluch Parsa. That's if he can't hold it in for Shiluch Parsa, which is the Shava Chomech, the Mishnah Berurah says, which is 72 minutes. Aval, in Yachol Amin Atzlo Shir Parsa Yatzlo B'diyevit, he's going to be Yotze B'diyevit Ivin. Aval L'chatchilo, Lo Yispal Adji V'dok Atzlo T'chilo Yafa. One should not daven until he checks himself. Well, he does not have to go to the bathroom at all. Okay, we'll see in the Ramah in just one moment over here. Let's see a couple more very important Mishnah Berurahs over here. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Dalet says, if someone could hold it in for Shavuot Chomesh, then he's Yotzi B'Dehevet. Now, he says, Rotzel Omar, Meizat Cholas at Tfilah, when he starts to daven, he have a koach l'shal shirzeh. When he's about to daven, he realizes he can hold it in for 72 minutes, he's Yotzi B'Dehevet. Even if right after davening he goes to the bathroom, that's not to say he couldn't hold it for 72 minutes, and therefore he's still going to be better to be a yotzvayat. Meaning, it doesn't have the time where you actually go to the bathroom. You don't have to hold it in for 72 minutes. You have to have the ability to hold it in for 72 minutes. Even if you went to the bathroom right away, you're still going to be yotzei b'diyevet. Okay, as we said though, l'chatchilo, one should not daven like this, not like the sheet of Rashi holds l'chatchilo, you could daven if you could hold it in. According to the Rambam, it's just b'diyevet. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, some very important things over here. Second line in Sifkat and Hey. Even if he'd have to go to the bathroom, he's going to lose out on tefillah b'tzibur. Better to daven b'yechidus b'gufnaki and go like the sheet of the Rambam than to daven with the tzibur and miss minyan. Hey, that means, i.e., 2 minutes before mincha, you realize you have to go to the bathroom. You know it's the last mincha down, okay? So therefore, if he does not daven with his tzibur, he's going to miss tefillah b'tzibur altogether. He's chayiv to go to the bathroom. You should go to the bathroom better to daven b'yechidus with gufnaki than daven with the tzibur. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say, Omnom, however, but that's by Tfilah B'Tzibur. If he's going to miss Tfilah B'Zman Legamri, it's 15 minutes before Shkia, and he goes to the bathroom right now, he's going to miss out on Shkia, he's not going to be able to daven Mincha. So therefore, he says over here, over there, he says, if you could hold it in for 72 minutes, then you should go ahead and daven now and not miss on mincha. You're going to miss on the field of Bismana. You should not miss it in order to go to the bathroom. This doesn't mean to say that the Rambam would hold like this. It means that we're so mechanshitos Rashi. We're so mechanshitos Rashi who anyway says lechatchila you're allowed to daven. Even if it's not, even though you're not going to mizman tefila, you're lechatchila you're daven. Even if you're not going to mizman, you're going to lechatchila you could daven. We're so mechan Rashi when you're going to miss on tefila and olegamre, we'll be so mechanshitos Rashi in this case. Okay? So that's how we paskin over here in terms of the zman tefila. We'll daven instead of going to the bathroom. Missing minyan, then you should go to the bathroom and not miss davening. Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel adds, and also not only are you going to miss tefila b'tzibur, he says, even if you know, if you don't, if you're not, one minyan is during your lunch break. So if you miss this minyan, you're going to have to go ahead and daven during a time where you're supposed to be learning. Nevertheless, you should still go to the bathroom then and go daven in the time we're going to have to miss learning. Okay, I'm not sure. I'm a subak a little bit. If Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel holds that this even means if you have a charusa, your charusa is reliant on you. So it could be in that case, then it'd be better to go ahead and not miss the charusa over here. It's talking about your own limud. If your own limud, better to go to the bathroom and daven later on. Okay, now all this is talking about these things. Like we have a couple of categories. We have a category, obviously, you don't have to go to the bathroom at all. Okay, you're obviously allowed to daven. You have the category, we can hold it in for 72 minutes. We hold if you daven, your tefillah is a good davening. But you're really lechatchila not supposed to daven. And we have the category, we can't hold it in 72 minutes. Your tefillah is an abomination. You would have to go ahead and daven again. Now, what point does it mean that you don't have to go to the bathroom? Okay, a lot of people, we get OCD, we get the thing, I have to go to the bathroom a little bit, I don't know, and then he starts running, should I miss Minya, l'chulei. So the Zosa Bracha makes a very, very important point over here. He's quoting the Buchacher Rebbe. Same page on 152 in the Zosa Bracha, he points out the following chiluk. If you daven right now, okay, and you wouldn't be have to think at all that you have to go to the bathroom. You wouldn't feel you'd be concentrating your davening. You'd be concentrating on something else, and you wouldn't feel at all the urge to go to the bathroom. That is called I do not have to go to the bathroom. Okay, that even according to the Rambam, the Zosar Bracha says that you would be able to daven lechatchila. Going to the bathroom is that you feel the urge at all times. You'd be able to hold it in for 72 minutes, but I know that I have to go to the bathroom. If you'd be able to get rid of this thought of your mind, legamri, and daven without even having to think about the fact, this urge to go to the bathroom, that's called not having to go to the bathroom, and you're allowed to go ahead and daven lechatchila. Okay, that's a very important point, because or else people would be missing minyan all the time. You don't have to go to the bathroom and get out a couple little drops every time before you daven. That's not considered having to go to the bathroom. Having to go to the bathroom is having to go to the bathroom, okay? Even if you can hold it in for 72 minutes. So we saw one time you're allowed to push off and go ahead and daven, even though you're going to, even though you have to go to the bathroom and rely on Shitas Rashi. Another time is the Mishnah Berurah, but the Be'er Halacha points out over here at the beginning of the Siman, in Dira Masel Hayat Tzarech L'Nekavot. V'shtiyat tzibur, if you're the shtiyat tzibur, shoot tzarech l'nekavot kodeh chazaras shas, when you daven, your private shas, and you were totally fine, and now you get the chazaras shas, you feel you have an urge to go to the bathroom. So what are you going to do? Everyone's going to wait for you. Im yachol ha'ali atzvat parsa, if you could hold it in for 72 minutes, okay? Kaven de b'diyevet tfilas tfilah, since we hold that b'diyevet your tfilah is a good tfilah, v'yesh bazeh mishum kavod abriyas, if the shtiyat tzibur goes to the bathroom right now, it's embarrassing, it's mishum kavod abriyas. Therefore, pashat the mutali smoke bazal shitas rif. Hamekal lechatchila b'shir parsa. Once again, then we could be samech on shitas Rashi, who passes like the rif that holds that lechatchila you're allowed to daven at this point. And therefore, for kavanah brias, we'll rely on the shita of Rashi. We'll come back to this again. Sivkat yod aleph. We got later on in the simin the same idea over here. By kavanah brias, we have more room to be makel. Okay, so that is in terms of the shliach tzibur. Now, moving into the Ramah. The Ramah now says like this. Anyone has to go to the bathroom. It's not only did in Shimon Asrei. You're not even allowed to learn. So as long as you have to go to the bathroom, you're not supposed to learn during this time. You're supposed to go to the bathroom, just like over here by Shimon Asrei. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, Sivkat Nivav, Shigubah Meshukah, the Filim Eino Misavik Kokach, even though he doesn't have to go to the bathroom that badly. Shibu Meshukah Bidal Tishak, so even though the highest level where he can't hold it anymore, he's going to be over the Isser of Baal Tishak. So even if not reach that level, Kaven Shiniyachol Aminatzor Aparsa, once again, if he cannot hold it in for 72 minutes, he should not be learning. Okay? V'imhu Mila, sorry. says it with parsa. I mean, Steve Cotton Zayin, I'm sorry. Says it with parsa. If he could hold it in for a parsa, he could hold it in for 72 minutes. Mutter afilu b'kriyachma. Then it's mutter even by kriyachma. That which we said by Shmona Esrei. If you could hold it in for a sheer parsa, you should not daven. L'chachila, you should die. You should go to the bathroom before the Shmona Esrei. That's by Shmona Esrei. By the other brachos, and including kriyachma, and including learning, you're allowed to go ahead and learn and say kriyachma. Shari tshuva also involves. You got no machmer b'zeh. Shari tshuva is machmer by kriyachma. The imam ulami Torah l'rabim. If he's giving a shir, Talmud Torah d'rabim, oh doresh, ubeetzin yitzarach l'kava filuk do, and he has to go to the bathroom, even gedolim, mutter lo lishos hatzi, he can allow to hold it in, the baal teshaksu rak yisore d'rabon. Uminei covered a verse, nidcha once again, mitei covered a brias, or he can be docha this din, even if it's going to be over the minister of baal teshaksu. Even if he can't hold it in so well, baal teshaksu, nevertheless, if it's Talmud Torah d'rabim, over here, you have covered a brias. It's docha, even isuri d'rabbanit. The Mishnah Berurah says it's docha, even isuri d'rabbanit. Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevunzel says tzarich in. We hold that covered a brias is even docha. Sometimes isuri d'raises that are not mefurish in the Torah, even my isuri d'raises they're docha. So for sure, over here, someone's giving him the shir. He has to go to the bathroom. He has to go to the bathroom even really badly. Nevertheless, he can hold it in, I don't know, 5-10 minutes till the shir is over. He's allowed to finish the shir. He doesn't have to get up in the middle of the shir and go to the bathroom. We are going to be docha mishum kavod abrias. Okay, so that is a lot of very important things over here in Sif Aleph. Sif Bey, so that just to flesh out this chilek over here. By Shmona Esrei, even if you cannot hold it in. Okay, even if you could hold it in for 72 minutes, lichatchila, you're not allowed to daven. If you could hold it in for 72 minutes for Talmud Torah, you're allowed to go ahead and continue learning. Once you can't hold it in for 72 minutes, you have chashash about to shatsu. If you're learning just yourself or with the chavrusa, you have to go to the bathroom. If you're giving a shir to the rabbi, your little shir, then you're allowed to go ahead and hold it in even for that. Okay, so that's the din over there. Let's just start Sif Beis. We're not going to be able to finish Sif Beis today, but let's start over here Sif Beis. Now, that's all talking about before you start Shmoneh Esrei. But what about in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you have a major urge to go to the bathroom? What's the halacha with that? In the middle of tefillah, you automatically all of a sudden have a taiva that has to go to the bathroom very badly. You should hold it in until you're finished your Shmoneh Esrei, and don't be masik. Okay, and don't be masik. Obviously, we're talking about someone over here. He can actually hold it in. If you cannot hold it in, you might have such an urge, all of a sudden a terrible stomach or something like that. So you're gonna have to go in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. Learn. Few times already, what's halacha? You have to go in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. So then you go to the bathroom, you come back, and it all dependent on if you're shakadei ligmor skulo. If you took the time to the bathroom where it takes longer than to daven a full Shmoneh Esrei, then you have to start over again. If you had to go to the bathroom in the middle, and you're in the bathroom less time it takes to daven a full Shmoneh Esrei, let's say the full Shmoneh Esrei takes you 5 minutes, and it took you only 4 minutes to go to the bathroom, so then you go back and you return to the exact place where you left off, you start from the bracha you left off in. That's the halacha in terms of if you have. But generally, a person could hold it in till the end of Shmoneh Esrei, he should hold it in till the Shmoneh Esrei if an urge came at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. If in the middle of Kriyachma, or it's Birchot's Kriyachma, you had to go to the bathroom, bein the Ketanim, bein the Gdolim, Korah Kedarka, he finishes the Kriyachma, he finishes that section also. Vidafka says the Ramah, she'enu misavako kachdi yizei misvei mishim baal teshaks. That only if he doesn't have a strong urge where he's going to be over the Isser of Baal Teshaksu. Avo Bilav Hachi, if he's going to be over the Isser of Baal Teshaksu, Yoter Tov La'asik, then he should stop, whether it's Birkos Kriyachma, whether it's Shmoneh Esrei, like we just said moments ago. And once again, the Lach is what he's going to do when he comes back, depending if he was Shah Kedei Ligmar is Kula. The Ramah does it sometimes. It's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Whether, even if you're going to be able to daven the shaksa, you can finish. Okay, I'm sorry. If you have to go to the bathroom, whether you can finish. The Tshuva Sarashma holds your mutter to finish. The Tshuva Sadesha says it's usher to finish. So the Ramah makes a schilik between whether you're going to be over about the shaksa or not. If you're going to be over about the shaksa, you should stop in the middle and go to the bathroom. If you're not going to be over about the shaksa, then you should finish off whatever you're doing, okay? If he wants to, in the middle of Birkas Kriyachma, he wants to go to the bathroom and do ketanim and go to the bathroom, that's lahatol mayim, is urine. He's allowed to go ahead and die during the middle of Birkas Kriyachma. And Kriyachma, it's not in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. He's allowed to go to the bathroom and then come back from wherever he left off, because generally, it will not be the time of a Shal Kedei Ligmor. It's cool. We will come back to the Sif Beis with Mishnah Berurah. Bezrat Hashem next time. Adkan for today.